Friends, now we'll discuss some of the decisions and method of taking the decisions for the capital expenditure. We'll focus only on the expenditure part, capital, that too capital expenditure, not working capital, but working capital expenditure, but capital expenditure. So this will consist of the quantitative estimates, then decision models which are recommended or which are used, then administration of the capital expenditure decisions, delegation of authority to take the decisions for doing the expenditure on certain capitals of the company, capital investment. The expenditure always represents an organization and its commitment towards production and sell the future products and engage in other activities. Capital expenditure is nothing but is a form of foundation of future profitability. If you invest now, it will reap the profit in future. There are two distinct processes which are defined for capital expenditure decisions. One, making the decision. Then, once the decision is made, implement it is the second. So, there ends the process. But after that is a greater responsibility of the production. However, making decision and implement the decision taken is the crucial activity that is required to be performed by the company. And I have tried to formulate in a very crisp manner the procedure which is followed for making the capital expenditure decision for the purpose of convenience and understanding. I have divided it into three parts. First part relates to development of the quantitative estimates. How to develop the quantitative estimates for the project or investment. Second, there are various decision models that we are going to discuss. And the third one, the administration of the capital expenditure decision process. This is one after another is a very crucial one, crucial part. So, the capital expenditure which is derived from and is closely associated with the strategic planning, which is an effort by an organization to define its mission and goals and the policies and the strategies it follows to attain them. Now let us start with the quantitative estimates. Not qualitative, quantitative estimates. So data, figures and everything will be coming into this. Capital expenditure decision requires control be exercised, designed and operated to ensure that the projections made by them are realistic one. They are not over budgeted or under budgeted. Then the estimate of the cost of the benefit of the capital project should show the difference in result from making the investment. The important information is the change in the cash flow as a result of undertaking the project, that is differentiated principles. The degree of precision is necessary for estimates which are related to the capital expenditure decisions, which I said they are depending upon, number one, the stage of evaluation of the project, the sensitivity of the project's economic to the level of accuracy and the timing of each of the elements within the estimates, and third one is the similarity of the project to others which are already undertaken by the organization. Now, the quantitative estimates which we are going to discuss now is the fixed investment. From the name itself, you will indicate, you will understand that fixed investment, that means it is investment in the capital, that is land, building, machinery, etc. That is nothing but an equipment cost, its installation, training, commissioning and initial spoilage, spare parts inventory, etc. So, investment made in this is called a fixed investment in the capital. The capital investment in the projects can usually be estimated with a greater precision than the other factors required for the capital expenditure decision, primarily because, number one, capital investment occurs in the near future, whereas the operating cost and the revenues are incurred over the life of the project. So, first one, that is capital investment, is a one time, and operating and the revenues are recurring nature. Investment of the project making investment in the project is a complex decision and which requires detailed project plan, which the cost of individual item and individual cost are getting developed. In between various yardsticks that may provide the adequate approximation of the investment required. For example, the cost of building may be approximated by the estimated cost per square foot to construct the building times and estimated square footage of the building. If the project will result into replacement of the existing equipment, the net cash flow and or outflow from removal and disposal of the equipment, it includes the tax implication and should be taken into account. Any instrument or capital nature machinery, if you want to sell it, either you are selling it with a loss or with a profit. Whatever may be the situation, it has to be taken into account while projecting the capital expenditure budget. Now, working capital is estimate. Working capital is a day-to-day requirement of the company. The analysis includes the estimation of investments required for the project. The project may require increase or decrease in cash, account receivable, account payable, or inventory. These changes in the working capital should be included while calculating the project cost or project expenditure requirement. Planning horizon, economic life, one has to assess the economic life of the project. It is often difficult to estimate the life of the project. This is called as a planning horizon. And the criteria is a continued ability to generate the satisfactory cash flow and other intangible benefits. The economic life of the project is lesser of its physical life, technological life, and the product market life. What are these three lives? That also we are going to discuss. Physical life means actual running of the project. Means the physical life represents the time taken for the asset to become physically worn out to be so that it can no longer be efficiently maintained and must be replaced. So right from the day of commencing the operations till it stops operating is the physical life of that particular machinery or instrument. So physical life has to be taken into consideration. For example, a 3 years time period for one machinery without any wear and tear, it can operate. Thereafter, if the cost of repairing is much on higher side, then it is advisable to replace it, but that again it costs. So the replacement required after certain year, that cost should be inbuilt in the decision making strategy of the company. Technological life. Technological life is the period of the time that elapses before even a newer machine or process becomes available, which would make the proposal machine or the process obsolete. Improvement in the technical life may or may not be feasible because by that time technology changes. The existing machinery will be timed out. There is no point in getting repaired. So, ideal option is to replace it. But if we try to implement it, technical life scenario in the budgetary requirement or decision making requirement, in that case, it is always required to define the life of technology also in this scenario. Product market life. Once the product brought into the market, up to what time it can be held, it can be stored, or it can be sold, that needs to be defined. That means it comes about turnover. So whenever turnover comes into the existence, and by innovating ideas, if at all come from the market, the product needs to be replaced. It may be sometimes called back, it may be then further improved and again put it into the sales process. So that is what the product market life is. Then market estimates. What is the feeling of the market for your product? This is depending upon several factors. First factor is a market study. Company should have its own workforce or task force, which always contacts the agents, contact the users, those who are supporting to purchase the products, and it provides the information, that workforce, that what is the demand of your product in the market, how you are supplying, and what is the price quoted by you so as to gear up the turnover. While developing the sales forecast, the consideration should be given to the possible obsolescence of the product or services. Post-sale services are also required to provide. which may increase the sales, which may also add the additional cash flow into the system. Demand forecast, therefore, considers the frequent introduction of the new products, timely delivery, and the flexibility in the production process to adapt the customer preferences. Such a consideration must also be factors in the selection process of the capital equipment. Significant relationship between the organization's sales and economic indicators are forming the most crucial or important part, or the other industry statistics, if it is compared, will give you insight how your product or project is running. An alternative way of projecting the sales is to use the internal source of data. Such information supplied through the salesman, call report, supplementary information, and data gathered from the market. Any one of the method can be acceptable. The appropriate figure of weighted average of the possible outcomes is required to be inbuilt in the project assessment or investment assessment, which is also called as an expected value. However, in many projects, such a probability distribution is either not feasible or not worthwhile. Then, competitive factors. This is the area where the company has to assess the potentials of its own as well as its competitor also. If there is a strong competitor, there will be a better quality production of the product. Therefore, demand forecast should indicate that the competitors in the market and what is the percentage of the competitor that competitor has acquired the market share so as to reach his level or cross his market saturation or market share. Company has to take a call, maybe by improvising their products, maybe by improving the quality, maybe by reduction in the cost. These are some of the methodologies which has to be taken into consideration. The productive capacity of the existent and potentially available would then be assessed in relation to the forecasted demand to show that the volume and timing of expansion needs. How fast your project should run is also determined on the basis of the competitive factors. The competitor's expansion possibilities, economics, should also be considered along with their product and technology life cycle if at all you want to survive in the market. Then price estimation. Price is always judged according to the quality. If your quality is better than the competitor, even if you quote the higher price, your product can be sold out. But if your competitor quality is better than you, and if he is selling at the much lesser price than what you are offering, then perhaps your sale will be reduced to the considerable extent. So, estimation price, estimating the price, proposed price, is also depending upon various researches and various practices that are followed from the market. The organization position in the market. What is the position of the organization in the market? This is based on what is the supply, what is your production, how much goods you are supplied in the market, what is the stock held by your agents or distributors, what is the amount of quantity is ready to sell. If everywhere your brands are displayed, then in that case, you will be gaining the popularity in the market and your position will be much higher than your competitor. Operating cost estimate. This consists of various elements. Operation cost includes the human resources, not only human resources, but there are also several elements as far as determining the operational cost. Maybe it is the cost of the space, like human resources, as I said. Maybe it is the cost of the electricity. Maybe it is a rent of the premises. Maybe it is a rent of the equipment used for the production. So there are various hidden costs. So the operation cost also has to be built so as to derive at the product cost. The only cash cost after the payment of the tax need not be taken into consideration, because if company has to pay the tax, it has to inbuilt, or it should be collected from the vendor or from the agent. Only future costs are relevant. Historical cost may be useful in terms of the providing the basis for the prediction, but they don't represent what the future cost is. Only differential cost is relevant in this case. Labor and associated payments, that also need to be taken into consideration for ascertaining the investment cost or decision making rule. Labor cost should include, in addition to the direct wage rate, overtime if any workers are working, and all the associated payments that made to the workers. Labor saving from the reducing time required for the individual. Labor saving often result into the savings of the part of the several individuals' time. Over the long run, it would normally be expected that the time set for the free and for the individuals, that could be productivity, will be utilized wherever elsewhere, and that is the aggregate saving time will cause the reduction in the number of employees. Efficiency improvement is also another factor that your workers or your workforce should be kept always in humor so as to work efficiently, and they will give more output for the product. Services. The differential cost of the services, that is utility, transportation, computer services, these are many times creating the problems if at all they are not there. Any investment proposal may result in the consumption of fewer services due to efficiency of the improvement. Quick delivery of the goods. Maybe by road it takes longer time, but by air it may quickly reach to the destined place, or the goods required at particular place, it can be delivered overnight if air services are used. But again, it amounts to the cost. So under the circumstances, what type of services you are using is a more crucial and more important also. If any cash cost is associated with keeping the services at the level prior to the investment that can be eliminated, then the amount involved can be treated as a cash cost saving. There is a possibility. If your demand in particular area is very high and your production capacity is low, then in that case you may not be in position to service or provide those goods in that particular area. But if you have a surplus production and the stock which is available in particular area where demand is more, in that case immediately you have to transport your goods by way of air or any other fastest mode to that destined place. But if you analyze much before this demand is created and foreseeing that there will be an increase in the demand, maybe because of the season, maybe because of festivals or whatever it may be, name it, According to that, if you started early and keep your product good capacity and good amount of inventory if you are maintaining, then much before the demand is created, if you supply to your agents well in advance, then in that case, your cost of operation or services can also be saved. Then maintenance. The maintenance cost should normally be the cost which is expected to be incurred in each year of the life of the project. Annual maintenance contract for each and every equipment which is used in the factory has to be maintained. So that may also include in the cost. Sometimes the use of average may be used for the average, sometimes it is greater than the amount that the maintenance cost is at initial years. This cost of operation or maintenance of equipment may vary from year to year. Depending upon the wear and tear of the machinery, it requires parts which are required to be replaced, repaired, or whatever may be, or temporarily it is put it into operation. It also, the cost that should be again estimated. Provision should also be made as an appropriate for the periodic overall. Estimate should also be made in the incremental cost for the maintenance and the material of operating supplies. Depreciation. Over and over, due to wear and tear, you have to reduce the cost, or cost of the instrument or cost of the machinery is getting reduced. Life is reduced, cost is, price of the machinery is also getting reduced. Provision of depreciation has to be taken into consideration at the time of determination of income or determination of while taking the decisions. Then property related cost. There may be owned land for the factory. The taxes are required to be paid. That will also form the part of the determination of the cost. Plant administration, service departments, etc. If an organization is expanding, then the plant administration and the services department also expands. But such a expansion may not be directly attributed to the individual capital investment project. Even otherwise, some allowances for the cost of expansion is required to be provided for. The periodic revision of these ratios is very much essential. Estimating terminal value, that is salvage, trade in the or disposal values. Many times there is a wear and tear. Many times certain products are getting required to be destroyed. That value on percentage has to be determined, maybe 1% or 0.5% or 2%, whatever may, depending upon the product required. It may happen, it is mandatory to happen during the process of its delivery. It may getting rejected. So that cost of reduction, rejection also can be considered for the arriving at the ratio. Estimating the effect of inflation. Inflation affects the purchase power of the consumer. And basis on the inflation, if the price, related price of the product is keep on checking and it is reviewed from time to time, there will be demand will be sustained or demand will be continued. Use of discount rate that is high enough to incorporate in inflation, adjusting all such cash flow by the single percentage that allows for the inflation, or adjusting the individual cash flow by rates of that includes the effect of the inflation. The effect of inflation can be controlled by these three measures if you put it into place. Risk analysis. This analysis exists. Risk, of course, it is exists everywhere. In the capital budgeting also, when more than one outcome comes, then there is a risk while choosing the project. A quantitative evaluation of the capital expenditure proposal requires that the several predictions has to be made often far into the future. Most organizations do not make the specific allowances for the risk. Some, however, provide the following information: that the range of accuracy and estimate stated as a plus or minus percentage, then the expected value of the estimate based on the weighted average of all the possible outcomes, and finally the effect on the appraisal result using the widest range of the error.